had kind of a direct connection to the late Don Faroe and has gleaned some of that and has put together some suggestions for football coaches looking for a new offensive twist.
And that would be the former Mizzou football coach.
Yeah, Missouri football. Yes, exactly.
I believe Dr. Knutson is back.
Oh, good.
We're going to talk with Dr. Knutson from the Ingman Small Animal Hospital in Red Oak about 9:40 this morning.
Fantastic. We're going to start things out by going right to the phone line. I'm anxious to find the answer to our next guest is, well, what he's promoting and what book he has here. It's called The 4-Hour Work Week. Yep, The 4-Hour Work Week, and we're delighted to have Timothy Ferris online. Good morning to you, Timothy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks a lot for being here this morning. Well, let's get a little background before we talk about the book, and we have a couple of copies of the book to give away here. Timothy, give us a little background about you and how you got to this point in your life.
I'd be happy to. So the nutshell is I've been a guest lecturer at Princeton University since 2003 in high-tech entrepreneurship, which was mostly looking at how very small startups could compete with very large companies. I live in San Francisco as a home base. I at one point was the CEO of a multinational company that had distribution in about 15 countries. And in 2004, a lot of that came crashing down when a girlfriend that I came very close to marrying ended the relationship and gave me a plaque that said business hours end at 5 p.m. because I was working from 7 to 9 p.m. So that led me to basically take the techniques that had been used within startups, among others, and apply them to my personal life over 2 years of traveling around the world and trying to find case studies of people who are doing the same thing. And that's where the book came from.
Wow. So when we read this book, and we haven't done that yet, we just got our copies yesterday, when we read it, are we really going to know how to figure it out, or is there a sequel to this?
No, there's no sequel. This is all completely self-contained. There's nothing upsold in the book. It provides extremely detailed case studies about 60 case studies of people ranging from college students to single mothers to multimillionaires to CEOs who have dramatically reduced their workloads by 20 to 80%. You know, not everybody wants to have a 4-hour work week. There are people who just want to get from 80 to 40, let's just say. Or there are other people who love what they do and just want to get 10 times the amount of output. That's why I also do work with companies like Google and Microsoft and so forth, which is kind of hysterical when you realize that they're giving a book called The 4-Hour Work Week to their employees. but it goes into great detail. And it's as ridiculous as the title sounds, I mean, there are case studies of people who have done that within the book.
Could you give us a tip or two in the short time we have left, Timothy, about some of the tips that you can help readers that want to try to get to where they need to be in their life?
Sure, absolutely. So I'll give a couple of really quick resources that people can experiment with. The first is a site called Ask Sunday, AskSunday.com. And if you go to Ask Sunday, you can get a 24/7 digital concierge for about $60 a month. And what that allows you to do is call a New York phone number. It'll route you to somebody in India or the Philippines. And they can do pretty much anything you can imagine via phone or the Internet. And they speak very good English. So let's just say you're a busy mom or busy father, for that matter, and your son or daughter wants the hot new toy of the season for Christmas, but you don't want to spend 5 hours of your hard-fought weekend looking for the toy because it's sold out everywhere. You call this number, you give them your zip code and say, call every toy store within 10-mile radius, find the toy, reserve it for me, or pay for it with my credit card, and then call me back and let me know where it is. And you effectively save 4 or 5 hours of your time for $2, roughly. So that would be one tool people can play with that is very worthwhile, even if you only make $25,000, $30,000 a year. Another would be using a tool called RescueTime.com, which will allow you to identify exactly where you're spending and wasting time online or on your computer. And then you can basically set a not-to-do list and block many of these things for set periods of time, which I think is very valuable because it's easier to rely on a control like this than on self-discipline, I think, as anybody who uses email or Twitter probably knows. And then lastly, if you are trying to get off of the BlackBerry addiction or doing the BlackBerry prayer 50 times a day, you can use, if you use, let's just say, Outlook, you can use a product called Zobni, which is inbox spelled backwards, XOBNI.com. It's free to download. And what that'll do is analyze your email and tell you the two or three times a day, your hot spots when you can check and respond to email so that you address all of your most important contacts. And so that gives you the breathing room to not constantly self-interrupt and actually get some high-level thinking done. So those would be three of many of the tools that people have used successfully that I'd recommend people experiment with. Last but not least, I'll give one more to people. If you want to travel anywhere for and get free housing, a couple of things you can do. One would be to check out couchsurfing.org, which despite the name doesn't necessarily mean you'd be sleeping on a couch, but basically hosts in foreign countries that want to show visitors around their home country or their home city and provide free housing. Homeexchange.com would be another. So let's just say you have an apartment and you want to relocate to Argentina for 6 months of the year, then you could swap with someone, and background checks and everything, of course, are done, and you know, live like a king for pennies on the dollar for, let's just say, 1 to 6 months out of the year if you wanted to have a winter escape. It's summer down there right now, so if you're freezing your ass off, maybe you should head down to Argentina.
Well, we are doing that, I'll tell you what.
We are. Hey, thanks a lot. We want to give away a couple of these books, all right? We've got two copies, and right now, if you've not won anything in the last 30 days, you're eligible to win the book, The 4-Hour Work Week, Escape 9 to 5, Live Anywhere, and Join the New Rich. It's caller number 4, caller number 7, 800-234-5622, locally 246-5270. Charlie?
All righty. Thanks so much, Timothy. Appreciate it.
And is there a website, Timothy, that people can go find more information about you?
There is, 4hourworkweek.com, and there are also chapter samples and case studies up there.
Appreciate your time. Happy holidays to you, Timothy.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. 829.